We're talking with Richard Viguerie. He was a pioneer in the direct mail aspect of political marketing. He is the founder and chairman of conservativehq.com. His new book is Takeover, the 100-year war for the soul of the GOP and how conservatives can finally win it. And Richard, part of your strategy for helping conservatives get in control of the GOP is to rely on what you know best, and that's marketing. You have a kind of four horsemen of marketing. That's how you kind of describe your approach to your business as well as what conservatives need to do here. Explain that strategy, the four horsemen of marketing.
We've had at our company, American Target Advertising, we've developed something called Viguerie's Four Horsemen, and you have to get these four things right, and they work politically, but they also work as for individuals in your own personal life, and that is position is the first one, differentiation, benefit, and brand. The position is nothing more than a hole in the marketplace, okay? What hole in the marketplace can you occupy? And that's, as a young person looking for a career, what can you do that separates you from all the other competitors for jobs in the marketplace? Differentiation is what you do to kind of publicly differentiate yourself from everybody else out there. And then the third is benefit. What benefit do you bring an employer? What benefit do you bring to the voters if they vote for you? And brand is a combination of the first three. It's what makes you singular, what makes you unique. And I live out in the country where I regularly pass fields of cows, black cows, brown and white. They all look alike. But if one of those was a purple cow, people would stand up and notice. And so you want to try to have your organization, your candidate, yourself in life be a purple cow so that you stand apart in a positive away from everybody else that you're competing against.
And what you also refer to in the book is the need to be able to articulate that well, something that Reagan was obviously gifted with and in conservative history perhaps uniquely gifted with. Why do you believe it's been so hard for the conservatives to find that compelling spokesperson in the footsteps of Reagan, and who do you see on the horizon that might be able to fit that bill?
Well, that's a excellent question, Greg, because it's been a mystery as to why for the last 50 years that I've been involved in politics at the national level, why conservatives have had so few leaders. We've had some spokesmen, but very few leaders other than Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan and a few others. But for whatever reason, things are changing now, and in recent years, to a large extent, because of the arrival of the Tea Party, and I think our future heavily rests on the shoulders of the Tea Party, because the three legs of the Reagan coalition, limited national defense, social issues, economic issues, have gotten us to a competitive situation with the Democrats. But we're not able to govern America just with those three wings of the party. We need now to take it to the next level, and I'm excited about the Tea Party being able to do that. In the future, we have some people like possibly Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and the governors, Rick Perry, Scott Walker, Mike Pence, and there's just many, many, Bobby Jindal, there's others out there that I think offer us encouragement and hope that we can be led much more effectively than we've been led for many years now.
I'm talking with Richard Viguerie. The book is Takeover. And Richard, you have spelled out in detail here how you would like to see conservatives gain momentum and eventually not only control both houses of Congress, but win the presidency and have all of this in place by 2017. For that to happen, there are 10 key things you list here that need to happen this year, in this year's midterm elections and in other aspects of the political world. Some of this is pretty ambitious. 300-plus new principled conservatives to the state legislatures, 30-plus new principled conservatives to the U.S. House, 8 or more new principled conservatives to the Senate, defeating 8 or more establishment Republicans in the House, 2 or more establishment Republicans in the Senate, and there's several others here. How tough of a hill is that to climb?
Well, it's a challenge, but it's entirely doable, but we've got to keep one thing in mind, Greg. And I paraphrase James Carville from 1992, who said over and over and over to Democrats, it's the economy, stupid. It's the economy, stupid. So my paraphrase of that to conservatives is, particularly the Tea Party conservatives, it's the primary, stupid. It's the primaries. Because we can all see that a wave is building out there that's going to sweep a lot of Democrats out of office. And it could be a wave of tsunami proportions. But if all that happens is when this wave sweeps Democrats out in this election, if it just brings in more big government Republicans like Eric Cantor and John Boehner and Mitch McConnell, Karl Rove, George Bush, we will have wasted the opportunity of a lifetime. So the filing deadline has not passed in the vast majority of states out there. So it's still time for people to file for the House of Representatives, for state legislature, city council, and just many, many opportunities to have our candidates on the ballot when this wave comes through here in November, sweeping many Democrats out. It'll bring in people who can provide the leadership to turn this country around and move it in a constitutional direction.
Richard, do you believe the conservatives are generally united in what they believe? I mean, what we've seen over the decades previously is that there's the three legs to the conservative stool, of course. There's small limited government / free market economics. There's the strong, robust national security, and there's conservative social values. Right now, you've got a pretty big debate with Rand Paul and some of his supporters on one side and the others on the other side about what our role in the world is. He takes a more limited view. Others take a more internationalist view. There's a big fight right now over whether, you know, the Republican Party is going to stand up for traditional marriage or not. And then, of course, there's the economic side of things, which you've talked about a lot. So how united are conservatives right now?
Well, that's another excellent point, Greg. We're more united than not, okay? But you've touched on a very, very serious problem with the Republican voting base, if you would. Back in the 60s, when I was there, we battled the libertarians. The libertarians were a serious threat to the conservatives, led by Ann Ryan and others back there. And we were led by Bill Buckley. And he kept the libertarians from taking over the Republican Party, the conservative movement. Recently, the libertarians have been growing in strength, and we see that represented best politically by Ron Paul and now his son Rand Paul. I think that it's time for conservatives to reach out to libertarians and see if we can't make some common ground here, reach some common ground. And I think that it's entirely possible that Rand Paul will be on the Republican ticket, either as president or vice president in 2016. Because that if you bring the three legs of the Reagan coalition together, plus the Tea Party, and then you're able to combine it with the libertarians, you've got almost an unbeatable coalition for the 2016 election.
Well, we'll certainly see. And for information on what Richard would like to see happen in 2014, 15, 16, in order to get to that goal of conservatives in the White House and in control of Congress by 2017, the book is Takeover, The 100-Year War for the Soul of the GOP and How Conservatives Can Finally Win It. Richard, always an honor to speak with you. Thank you.
My pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Richard Vigory is the founder and chairman of ConservativeHQ.com. He is also a pioneer in direct mail marketing for conservative politics. His firm is American Target Advertising. Again, the new book is Takeover. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.